I had about the same number of people that were against it that were for it, that actually brought, came to my attention and spoke how they felt about it. And it can go two ways. One is, right, I don't know if the city always needs to be involved in the rental property business, but I do think that if nobody did anything with that site, it was eventually going to fall apart enough that it would have fallen onto the city eventually. And I believe that we got it at a time that we can still hang on to some of the structural pieces to it. Now, that's all still being evaluated, but still, I really believe from what we found that it's fairly good shape, that we can leave the majority of maybe even the shell to that. And again, that's all yet to be seen. But I do think that it would make a great location, obviously, with the softball fields across the street, Hamilton Center. It's a great opportunity to, I have two things with it. One is, I think it's a great opportunity to be able to make money for the city. However, I have said from the beginning that if we are going to claim that's a community event center or a sports center, then I strongly believe that our community, our kids and our programming need to allow those people that live in our community the prime times and the prime days. In other words, I don't believe in allowing the travel teams that live out of our county to come in and get the prime spots and all that just because we're going to make money off of them and give a local team, 9 o'clock on a Tuesday night because that's the only open. So I believe that our community really needs to have some good open slots. And then second piece is there's plenty of room for programming and for kids and adults with special needs. And that even includes classrooms. Mm-hmm. Chris, I think that we could do cooking classes. It's not just about sports. I think it's a community center that we can bring a lot of opportunity to that area. And I don't think anybody is really tapped into pulling everything we have together. In other words, we have a Milray Center, senior citizens that attend there. A lot of them have really good skills. A lot of them have crafts that they have done through their life that they would love to teach a kid with special needs or an adult with special needs, a cooking class or a sewing class. It would be good for them to feel needed and feel wanted, and it would be a win-win for both.